Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, August 21st. Tesla is losing one of its most senior engineering executives, Colin Campbell, who is joining Redwood Materials now. Colin Campbell joined Tesla way back in 2006, when the company was nothing more than just a small startup. In 2016, he joined Tesla's team of executive directors of engineering and power electronics. He was quickly promoted to senior director in charge of all powertrain development. Campbell has now announced that he is leaving the company after 17 years. The engineer will be joining his longtime Tesla colleague, J.B. Straubel, who is now working at Redwood, a company that is trying to create a North American battery supply chain through the production of cathode and anode materials and recycling. Straubel also rejoined Tesla fairly recently by accepting a seat on the company's board. So potentially this is an awkward hire for him to join Redwood, but... Tesla has confirmed that it is suing two former employees over a large data leak. Back in May, a German publication called Handelsblatt published a series of reports that they called Tesla Files, which they claim was based on 100 gigabytes of data from company insiders. Now, through a notice posted by the Office of Maine Attorney General, Tesla revealed that the leak came from two Tesla employees who violated the security and data protection policies. Without saying in which court, Tesla confirmed that it sued the former employees over the data breach. Other than the employee data, the media publication claimed that it also had information confirming internal problems with Tesla's full self-driving and the Cybertruck, although no details really came from the report. Tesla has pushed a new update to its iOS mobile app, and in the release notes, the automaker reported that it is now giving access to vehicle controls through the Apple Shortcuts app. It enables Tesla owners to ask Siri to perform tasks related to their vehicles or to use the shortcut widgets to activate the task. This includes locking and unlocking, preconditioning, sentry mode, and dog mode. Tesla owners could already do some of these tasks through third-party apps, but now it's officially integrated with Apple. A Tesla Cybertruck was spotted on a glacier in Iceland for what appears to be the filming of a promotional reel. The production will very likely be used as part of the launch event or media content for the PR push that generally comes with the vehicle launch. Tesla has yet to announce a date for the Cybertruck launch, but Elon Musk has talked about a delivery event at the end of the third quarter, meaning the end of September. In Electrek's take, the launch of the Cybertruck is imminent. And yes, we use the word imminent because if we actually made a specific date, you could hold us to it. So we'll say imminent, because it's vague. Honda has confirmed that their electric vehicles, as well as Acura in North America, will adopt the NACS connector. Considering that Honda's two electric vehicles to come in North America will be the Prologue and Acura ZDX, both of them using General Motors' Ultium platform, really makes a lot of sense. But Shinji Aoyama, the executive vice president of Honda Motor Company, cut to the chase by saying, quote, "We clearly depend on General Motors. Once they switch to NACS, this will follow for the ZDX as well." Now, this all sounds great, but Honda is one of several companies also betting on another charger network in the USA. The Japanese automaker was one of seven auto giants to announce that they will partner in building a new EV charging network in North America. Now, of course, the NACS connector will be used for both of these charging networks. However, Honda has not made any announcements towards an official agreement for using the Tesla network. Volkswagen has begun production of its flagship ID.7 electric car at its German plant in Emden. The ID.7 is the largest VW electric model yet and the second global MEB-based car, right behind the ID.4. As the most aerodynamic ID model yet, the ID.7 features a low front end, a flowing transition to the bonnet, and a coupe-like roof with a tapering rear end. With Volkswagen kicking off the ID.7 production on just today on Monday, or is it yesterday on Monday, the electric car is expected to be available in Europe this fall, followed by its North American launch in 2024. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced that it has opened an investigation into Ford's solution for a Mach-E recall. Ford issued a safety recall impacting nearly 49,000 Mustang Mach-Es, and this was announced on June 10, 2022. The issue is that the high-voltage main battery contactors can overheat from DC fast charging and, quote, repeated wide-open pedal events. Now, that sounds like an imminent fear of serious physical injury, but it's described as bending or deformation that could occur resulting from the contactor remaining open or closed, which results in a loss of power or failure to start. But now the NHTSA's Office of Defects Investigation indeed opened a recall inquiry after receiving 12 customer complaints claiming that they continue to experience the issue after the supposed fix. Now, along with this particular problem, Ford has issued 38 recalls this year, more than any other automaker. And yet, it's always Tesla that's in the news for a supposed recall that winds up being a software update. Go figure. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Paul Harris GT6EW says, "Mikey G, why would anyone put down $5,000 to lease a BZ4X piece of junk when they can use that money to get a down payment on a Tesla? You can suspend your disbelief, but Toyota is doomed." Well, Paul, I don't agree entirely. I do think that the BZ4X has its problems, in particular, a pretty big one. But, I mean, it could be okay. Could. I mean, that strange quirk of limiting daily quick charges in a single day wouldn't be hard to avoid for 99% of drivers and trips. But for delivery, rideshare drivers, or cross-country scaling, then that car is totally out of the picture. And cross-country scaling, that's a lot of fun. I haven't bothered looking, but I'm quite certain that Toyota is not advertising this limitation very thoroughly, and I think they should, maybe. I don't know, I'm not going to bother trying to force them into it, but I think it's misleading if people don't realize that's what they're getting. And that, to me, that's the problem. If they knew it, it'd be fine. But regarding Toyota's future, I think that the word doomed might be a little strong. I've wondered out loud what companies will survive the changeover and which ones will continue business as the way they did before. Now, there's a chance that Toyota will have to let go some of its many, many operations in order to slim down and weather this transition. But I do think Toyota will still come out of this selling cars globally. Toyota still has time to make enormous investments, and they have already started. Toyota is not out of the game, not by a long shot, just because they are slow to the EV game. I saw this with electric bikes years ago. Back then, all the electric bike companies were startups challenging the big boys and the ones who had been around for a long time. They were making electric bikes, and the only ones, which was the fastest growing segment in all bicycle retail. And then wouldn't you know it, a few years later, in come the regular bike companies who always said that electric bikes were cheating, a day late, dollar short, smoking a cigarette, hair ruffled, and then they slap together some electric bikes and act like they invented it. And they're still doing just fine. So I think a version of that might happen with electric cars, in particular with Toyota. But that's my hunch. What do you guys think? Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have... What was it? What was it? I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have... Oh. It's a ham sandwich? I think it was. It's a ham. No, it wasn't ham sandwich. Oh, I know. Okay. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have your pets spayed or neutered.